This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The clock is ticking and the world watches as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The U.S. defaulting on its debts would send shockwaves across global finance. Adversaries, including Russia and China, could capitalize on it through a disinformation campaign spread over social media, government media, and other platforms. Lifting the debt ceiling was once a routine vote. Congress has raised it 78 times since 1960, 49 times under Republican presidents and 29 under Democratic presidents. But in recent years, the vote has become increasingly partisan, leading to intense showdowns in 2011 and 2013. House Republicans insist that federal spending must be cut before they will agree to raising the debt ceiling. President Joe Biden says he will not negotiate on this issue. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says authorities are currently facing extremely challenging circumstances along the border with Mexico, days before pandemic-related asylum restrictions end. In a news conference near the U.S. border, Mayorkas said that next week will be very challenging, but the U.S. is prepared.
We have a plan. We are executing on that plan. I have come to McAllen and Brownsville to see firsthand that plan in action.
Sudanese officials say that the country's two warring generals have sent their envoys to Saudi Arabia for talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that has killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. The negotiation would start Saturday in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It would be the first between Sudan's military and paramilitary rapid support forces. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency, but coronavirus is here to stay. The action Friday by the United Nations agency does not mean much for the average person. Classification is meant to warn countries that there's an extraordinary event that could pose a health threat and requires a coordinated booster response. Health officials say the virus is not going anywhere and advise people to get vaccinated, including getting the booster doses if they qualify. WHO has previously declared global emergencies for outbreaks of swine flu, Zika, Ebola, polio, and mpox, formerly called monkeypox. Only polio and mpox remain. Iran and Syria agreed to boost ties and develop economic relations with a focus on reconstruction, as the Islamic Republic's President Ibrahim Raisi on Friday concluded a landmark visit to Damascus. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
A joint statement released Friday said Raisi and his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad held late-night talks on Thursday in which they discussed ways to develop and strengthen bilateral relations and emphasized existing cooperation in the field of reconstruction. Tehran has been a key ally to Damascus throughout Syria's long-running civil war, offering economic and military assistance. Raisi concluded his two-day trip Friday and had described the visit, the first by an Iranian president to Syria since 2010, as a turning point in bilateral relations. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Federal prosecutors are seeking a lengthy prison sentence for the convicted leader of the Oath Keepers. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
According to court papers, the Justice Department is seeking 25 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers founder convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors successfully argued that Rhodes was involved in a violent plot to keep President Joe Biden out of the White House. Prosecutors asked the judge to go above the standard sentencing guidelines, arguing the crimes deserve a longer sentence for terrorism. They also argued Rhodes has not accepted responsibility for his actions and still poses a threat to American democracy and lives. Norman Hall, Washington.
The owner of Russia's Wagner military contractor is threatening to withdraw his troops next week from the protracted battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. He's accusing Moscow's military command of starving his forces of ammunition. Yevgeny Prigozhin is a wealthy entrepreneur with long-time links to Russian President Vladimir Putin. He claimed Friday that Wagner had planned to capture Bakhmut by May 9th. That's Russia's Victory Day holiday celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany, but he said Wagner was undersupplied and suffering heavy losses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.